You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. This is Nicole Bruno, your host. Today, it is my distinct pleasure to have with us John Marin, Director of Investor Education Program of the North Carolina Department of the Secretary of State Securities Division. Today, John and I are going to be talking about investment fraud, guarding your assets in a scary world. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Nicole. I appreciate you being here.
I am so glad that we're going to talk about this topic, and I think a lot of these scams and fraud type things really start creeping up around the holidays as well. So I think this is very timely for us to be talking about this topic.
You're exactly right.
Okay, so let's just jump right in. I know we have a lot of content to cover here. So you have a big, long title.
I do. I wish I got paid by it.
For every letter, right?
Exactly.
So what exactly are the responsibilities of the North Carolina Department of Secretary of State Securities Division? That's
yes.
A mouthful.
Well, people can kind of view us as the state equivalent of the federal SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Okay.
We first and foremost, we administer and enforce the state securities laws.
Mm-hmm.
These are laws that have been enacted to provide essentially consumer protection for investors.
Okay.
The other thing we do is we license and screen securities offerings that mm-hmm. these entities are trying to promote and to sell to investors.
Mm-hmm.
We register investment advisors and their representatives. We conduct ongoing exams of investment advisors and their representatives.
Mm-hmm. So this is like financial planners as well, those types?
It can include that.
Okay.
One of the things that we sort of need to be careful of is what we call these different people.
Okay.
Depending on what their responsibilities are to the client, to the investor,
mm-hmm.
There are differing responsibilities.
Okay.
So, the financial world, fancy titles are a dime a dozen. And
yeah.
So people need to understand that there are some differences between stockbrokers, investment advisors, and financial planners.
So what's an investment advisor, I guess?
How
would I know if I interacted with one?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, you should ask. Ask the person what their responsibility is.
Okay.
to them. An investment advisor is somebody whose primary responsibility is to impart investment knowledge to
okay.
their clients.
Okay.
When you go to an investment advisor, you're essentially paying for their knowledge of the realm of investing.
So these are the fee-for-service people.
They can be,
okay.
yes. They're different fee structures. Some
okay.
some take commissions, some are fee-for-service, okay. Some are flat fee.
Oh, okay. So that's irrelevant, I guess.
No, it's important.
Okay.
It's important to understand. And that
okay.
That ultimately is one of the questions that a person wants to ask the individual is how are you compensated?
Sure.
But an investment advisor is a person who has by law has a fiduciary responsibility to the client. They
mm-hmm.
must put the client's interests ahead of their own.
Okay.
So by law.
Okay.
So they have sort of a very high standard sure. of responsibility to the client. A stockbroker does not have that level of responsibility.
Okay.
They have a know the customer requirement.
Okay.
Now, financial planner, you mentioned.
They're like the certified financial planners?
A certified financial planners typically are registered investment
okay.
advisors.
Oh, boy.
That's why it is very...
It's like a jungle out there.
It is. It can be an alphabet soup
wow.
that clients need to watch out for. A financial planner could be...
Mm-hmm.
either or both a investment advisor or a stockbroker, but they may be something else as well. They might just be doing tax planning or estate planning and stuff like that. So, yes, one of the things that we tell people is to be very careful of what the title is, what the little acronyms or letters behind a person's name may be, because some may have meaning. Mm-hmm. But many do not. Mm-hmm. And so we always counsel people to find out what it is that the person is doing for them, mm-hmm. and then always contacting our office, mm-hmm. taking 5 minutes to make a phone call to our office to find out if the person is registered to lawfully sell investment products, mm-hmm. Or provide investment advice for a fee.
So are you saying somebody who is a stockbroker, for example, shouldn't be, you should have pause before interacting with
them? Yes, you should always take a few minutes before you give your money to anybody, mm-hmm. Take down as much information about what they're going to do for you, mm-hmm. Find out if they have a registration number, and mm-hmm. then call and verify by calling our office, mm-hmm. and verifying that they do in fact have that license to do the work that they say they're doing.
So is that how the Securities Division helps investors? Are
yes.
there other ways as well?
Well, in addition to having complete information on every single registered stockbroker nationwide, every single investment advisor nationwide,
wow.
we have all kinds of free information on our website. We have brochures and pamphlets and things like that that are there to assist people in understanding different types of investments, and also what the responsibilities of these investment professionals are to them. We cannot tell somebody or an investor if mm-hmm. a person is good or bad.
Okay.
That's not our role.
Okay.
Our role is
that's
simply,
what I want to know.
Yeah. I know. That's the question I get a lot.
Yeah.
We are there to tell people if the investment professional is registered or not, as mm-hmm. required by state law.
Do they get dings on their licenses similar to physicians or nurses? Like,
yeah.
is that something you can look up online
yes.
even to see? Has someone filed a complaint against them?
Exactly. Or? Yes. We offer that. I mean, that's part of the disclosure process
okay.
that brokers and investment advisors are required to make back to the regulatory entities.
Well, on that note, we are going to take a quick break. I'm here today with John Marin, the Director of Investor Education Program of the North Carolina Department of the Secretary of State Securities Division, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and I'm here today with John Marin, the Director of Investor Education Program of the North Carolina Department of the Secretary of State Securities Division, and I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. We were just talking about the responsibilities of the North Carolina Secretary of State Securities Division and how the Securities Division can help investors. What I want to know now is, who are the most vulnerable victims of investment fraud?
Well, Nicole, the most vulnerable victims are, in fact, our senior citizens. It is. And it's for a variety of reasons, but primarily it's because they have the cash.
Mm-hmm.
They have lived very frugal lives. Mm-hmm. They have had the savers mentality drilled into them by their parents and grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
They've lived through hard economic times, so they know the value of a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Our generation is a buy now, pay later one, right?
Yeah, it's bad.
Exactly.
We're going to be in trouble.
Yes. And so a clever con artist is looking for somebody who's got cash.
Mm-hmm.
And seniors also, receive regular monthly mm-hmm. checks from
yep.
the Social Security Administration or whatever. And so a lot of the folks that may be listening to this may not think of themselves as being wealthy enough to invest.
Mm-hmm.
But to a con artist, if they can get a dollar out of you,
mm-hmm.
that's a dollar they didn't have. have before.
Yep.
And so there's really no minimum amount that they can scam from you.
Yeah.
So they're looking for somebody who's got a regular paycheck and or income coming in, and that's typically our senior citizens.
So the most common type of investment scam?
The most common type of investment scam is the old Ponzi scheme.
And that's got a ring to it these days. That's kind of a hot term.
It does. Ponzi schemes have been around for generations. And basically, the way you can understand a Ponzi scheme, it's a robbing Peter to pay Paul kind of operation where the promoter of this can't miss very lucrative type of investing with little or no risk is going to make the pitch to an investor. The investor thinks that the person who's promoting it is going to take their money and actually invest it in something, when in fact, really all the promoter is doing is turning around and giving a portion of investor A's money to investor B, who may have already invested with them. And so the person is not actually doing anything with the investment that they said that they were going to do.
It seems very complicated to keep track of.
It can be. And all Ponzi schemes are doomed to fail because there's just not enough investors to keep it supported.
Wow. So what are some of the warning signs that we could be looking for out there as caregivers or just citizens that somebody is going through investment fraud?
Well, the biggest red flag is promises of high rates of return with little or no risk, and usually they use the word guaranteed associated with them. And folks have to realize that there are no guarantees with investing.
Just death and taxes, right?
Exactly, death and taxes. If somebody is out there promoting a higher than usual rate of return, something more than what you're going to get at your savings account, at your bank or your credit union, you need to be very leery because they cannot guarantee you any specific rate of return. Mm-hmm.
They can just talk about the history over the past 10 years, this is what we've seen, but they can't
say this is what's going to happen in the future. Mm-hmm. So, what investors need to understand is that the higher the rate of return, the higher the risk involved. Risk and reward go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. You can't have a high rate of return with little or no risk.
So as a caregiver, though, how would I know my mom is being...
being scammed.
Yeah.
Well, that can be tough. I mean, having the conversations with parents about their financial matters can be very difficult.
We
understand that.
Yeah.
but, you do need to be involved in what your parents are doing. Mm-hmm. Asking questions as to, okay, how did you find out about this investment? Mm-hmm. What do you know about the individual? Mm-hmm. Can I look at the documents that this person gave to you so that we can check it out by calling the securities division?
Sure.
So things like that. Just looking at, money coming in and out of the person's bank account or other investments. Are they liquidating investments in one area to give the money to somebody for some purpose? Mm-hmm. Have they taken out a reverse mortgage on their home? Mm-hmm. Things like that in order to make this investment. Mm-hmm. Things like that are really big red flags.
Sure, sure. And I've sort of heard mixed reviews on different types of annuities for seniors. Is that something that families should watch out for too? Certainly.
Yeah. Annuities, however, are all regulated as insurance products, as investments.
Oh, and people think they're investments.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Oftentimes they're marketed that way.
Okay.
And our department, our division does not have any jurisdiction over annuities. Now, variable annuities are considered securities under federal law.
Okay.
And so only registered stockbrokers may sell a variable annuity.
Interesting.
But in North Carolina, annuities are generally regulated as insurance products.
Okay.
And so a person having questions about those should contact the Department of Insurance.
Oh, interesting. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So I know I get these postcards in the mail, oh gosh, at least once a week. Can you tell me a little bit about these free meal seminars?
Yes.
And they're at nice places.
They are. They are. We should
What's
be so
the catch?
Lucky. Well, the catch is that there is no free lunch.
Oh.
Yes, the person may be offering a meal as an inducement. And I want listeners to understand there is absolutely nothing illegal about offering a free meal as an inducement to get somebody to come listen to.
Sure.
Okay, so there's nothing illegal about that. It's a legitimate business practice. But you do have to ask yourself, why are they offering me this wonderful gourmet dinner free of charge?
Mm-hmm.
And typically what it is that all of these seminars are, in fact, sales pitches of some type or other.
Okay.
And the goal of the person that is putting these things on is to entice you into wanting to find out more information and agreeing to sign up for sort of a one-on-one kind of counseling session.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's where the hard sell will be inflicted upon the victim.
That's a good way of putting it, right? Okay. Well, we're going to be right back. I'm here today with John Marin, the director of the Investor Education Program of the North Carolina Department of the Secretary of State Securities Division. And this is your host, Nicole Bruno.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, here today with John Marin, Director of the Investor Program of the North Carolina of the Secretary of State Security Division. And we were just talking a lot about the different types of frauds and investor scams that folks can encounter, particularly the older adult population. And I know that John brought with him a number of great resources, and I wanted to make sure that we get those out to you so that you can look up and find out more information. So, John, if you'd like to highlight those for us, that would be great.
Sure. The first resource would be, of course, our website, the Secretary of State's website. We're real easy to find. It's just sosnc.com, secretaryofstatenorthcarolina.com. And click on the Securities tab when you load that page and look at the resources that we have. We have dozens of free brochures that people can download or order from us.
Mm-hmm.
I also encourage them to call our office at 919-733-3924 or toll-free 800-688-4507 before they make an investment to check the registration status of those people that they're dealing with.
Great.
We also have great resources at the North American Securities Administrators Association, NASA, and that...
Not the one that goes to the moon.
Not the one that sends rockets up. We are a confederation of the North American securities regulators across the continent, and that is NASA.org, and that is NASAA.org.
Okay.
Of course, the Securities and Exchange Commission has a wonderful website with lots of information, and that is at investor.gov. The Investor Protection Trust is a nonprofit organization based in Washington, D.C. that has a lot of great information, and that is investorprotection.org, all one word, investorprotection.org.
Okay.
And finally, I would encourage people to go to the FINRA's website, and that is saveandinvest.org. Spell it out, saveandinvest.org. A lot of great information there, and you can actually do a broker check there online. You can check out your broker by going to that website.
So all this sounds very interesting. If the listeners wanted you to come and give an anti-fraud presentation in their church or civic group, how could they contact you?
They can call me directly at 919-807-2106.
Could you give that number out again?
Yes, 919-807-2106. Or email me at jmaron, J-M-A-R-O-N, at sosnc.com.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today. John Marin, who is the Director of Investor Education Program of the North Carolina Department of the Secretary of State Securities Division. It was a pleasure to have you. As always, you may email your caring question to caring@1360wchl.com. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.